This is a Bikias recording for Tainis Daf Hey Amid Aleph. We're starting from the Mishnah, a few lines into the Amid. Ad Masai Shalom Asagisham, until when do you ask for rain? Until when do you say the same to Hamato? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achiyavara Pesach. Until the end of Pesach. Rabbi Meir Omer Achiyetse Nisan. Until the end of the month of Nisan. Shenemar, Vayorid Lacham Geshem, Moreh Umalkosh Birishon. And he brought down rain for them, both Moreh and Malkosh, the early rains and the late rains, in Rishon, in the first month, meaning in the month of Nisan. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Yoreh B'Nisan? I don't understand. We ended off the Mishnah by quoting a pasuk that Yoreh rain fell in Nisan. Yoreh rain does not fall in Nisan. Yoreh B'Mar Cheshvan Hu. Yoreh falls in Mar Cheshvan. The Tanya, as we have the following brisa, Yoreh B'Mar Cheshvan U'Malkosh B'Nisan. The Yoreh, the early rains, fall in Mar Cheshvan. And Malkosh falls in Nisan. The later rains fall in Nisan. Amar Le, so he answers back, Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan. This is how Rav Yochanan explained that difficult pasuk. Bimei Yoel Ben Pesuel. In the days of Yoel, the Navi Yoel from the Treyasar, Niskaya Mikraza, that is when this pasuk happened. Dichsiv Bey, as it says in the actual pasuk, Yeser Hagazam Ochal Ha'arbe, that and it's going on discussing this famine that happened, that the remaining crops were eaten by locusts, and I'll just read the rest of the pasuk. Yeser Ha'arbe Ochal Ha'yelek, Yeser Ha'yelek Ochal Ha'chasil. All the different types of grasshoppers came and they wiped the whole place clean. It was a tremendous famine. Osa Shana Yatza Adar v'lo Yarg Gugishamim. That year, it was already the end of the month of Adar, and no rain had fallen. It was a tremendous famine that had gone on for many, many years, as we'll explain going forward on the Amid. Yard Elohim Revia Rishona Be'echad B'Nisan. The first quarterly rain. I keep saying Revia as quarterly. The Gemara says later on. It's not referring to quarterly, but the first set of rainfalls fell in the first day of Nisan. Amar Lehem Navi Yisrael. The Navi said to Yisrael, Tzu'u V'ziru, go out and plant. Meaning, the initial rains that soften up the ground so you can plow and plant fell, and now the Navi says, go out and plant. They said, Amru Lo, they said, Mishi Yeshlo Kav Chitim O Kavim Sa'orim Yochalen of Yechio Yisrael of Yamas. A person who has only one kav of wheat or two kav of barley, what should he do with it? Meaning, what's the better move? We should eat it and live, or plant it and die? Meaning, we have no food left. We have so little food left. We should eat the food rather than planting it for the future, because if we plant it for the future, we'll die. It's a terrible idea. Amar Lahem, so he said back to them, Afal Pichain Tzu Vizaru. Even so, even though you're right that your plan makes more sense than my plan, go out and plant it anyway. That is my official command as a Navi of Hashem. So Nasalam Nais Vinizgalem Mashabik Salin or Mashabakhori Namalim. So a Nais happened, and it was revealed to them that which was in the walls and that which was in the anthills. They found all this excess food, and they were able to sustain themselves. And Yatsu Vizaro, and they went out and they planted. Sheni Vishlishi Viravi. Right. So what did they do? The early rain fell on Rosh Chodesh. Then they spent the next 3 days planting. V'yardel Raviyah Shnia. And then the second set of rainfall fell b'chamisha b'nisan. That was on the fifth day of Nisan. Hikrivu Omer b'shishasa b'nisan. So it was such a nace. What were they able to do? They were able to bring the korban Omer, which was from barley that had grown right then and there. They were able to bring it on the 16th day of Nisan. You bring the Korban Omer starting on the second day of Pesach. That's why we have Sfiras Omer in conjunction with the Korban Omer that we bring 49 times between Pesach and Shavuos. Nimtzeis, it turns out, Tevuah Higdila B'Shisha Chadashim Gedila Be'achadasar Yom. So if you do the math, they planted in 11 days what normally takes 6 months to grow. That's how long it took it to grow under those circumstances. Nimtza Omer Hakre Mitua Shal Shisha Chadashim Kar Mituasa Shal Acharas Yom. And that year, the Korban Omer, which normally took 6 months to grow, was brought from barley that took 11 days to grow. Val Oso Hador Hu Omer. And that's the generation where the pasuk is talking about Hazorim Bedima Barina Yiktsoru. When you plant with tears, you reap with joy. Haloch Yelich Uvacha Nosi Meshach Hazara, right? And then continuing on, the pasuk seems to repeat itself. It says, we planted with tears and we reaped with joy. And then it says, while we were going, we were crying. And then on the way back, we were rejoicing. So what's going on over here? My Haloch Yelich Uvacha Nosi Meshach Hazara. Why do we need to repeat ourselves and say that on the way there, we were crying, on the way back, we were rejoicing? Amar Yehuda, sure. Rashi explains that the extra pasuk is not talking about the people. The people, we already said, they were rejoicing. The shore, the ox, even the ox, which was starving and needed it to plow the field, on its way to plow, it was crying because it was so hungry. And on the way back, already after you dropped the seeds in the ground, little shachas, little sprouts were already growing, and the shore had something that it could nibble on while it was on its way back. So that nais affected not only the people, it affected the animal as well. And that's what the pasuk is doubling up. One for the people, one for the animals. Vizehu bo yavo berina. That's what it means. When it came back, it was singing. So maya nosei alumosav. What does it mean? Nosei alumosav. Those who are carrying the bundles. They were the ones rejoicing. Some Rav Chizda v'amrila b'masnisa tana. Rav Chizda said, and some say it was learned in a braisa, zeres shibo. So normally when you have a zeres shibolim, so Rashi explains, I'm going to read the Rashi inside because this is a difficult line to translate. Zeu neis gadol mashein kein derech kol tvua. This was a nace, a big nace, which is not similar to other types of grains. Shahakana pishlosha va'arba b'shibolis. Right? So, in other words, that normally you get the reed, and it's three or four times the size of the area, the shibolis, that actually has the kernels inside of it. Here, we had a nace that it was the opposite, that the reed was not the ikur, the kernels and the shibolis, the part that contains the actual food, was the ikur of these crops that grew. So that was nosei alumosav, those who carry the bundles. Amar lei, Rav Nachman l'Rav Yitzchak. So now that we had some other quotes of Rav Nachman asking Rav Yitzchak about a difficult pasuk, so now we're going to ask other difficult psukim related. Oh, actually, not yet. First, we're going to discuss the pasuk related to this story in Sefer Yoel. That had to do with famine. So we're going to discuss this issue of famine that's found in Sefer Malachim, right? Ma'idich siv ki kara Hashem l'ra'av megam bo'al ha'aretz sheva shanim. Right, says that Hashem is causing a famine and it's going to be for 7 years. That's not an exact translation, but for our purposes, that's what we need to know. There was a 7 years famine. B'hanach sheva shanim. How could you have a 7 years famine? What did they eat for 7 years? This is how Rabbi Yochanan explained. Again, this is going to be all these cases of Agadita are questions that Rav Nachman asked Rabbi Yitzchak, and he answered from Rabbi Yochanan. So Shana Rishona Achlu Mashiv Abatim. The first year they ate what was in the houses, meaning they had stored up. Shnia Achlu Mashiv Besados. The second year they ate what was in the fields, meaning the stuff that grew. Shlishis Basar Behematara. Then they had to shecht their kosher animals. The third year, Revias Basar Behematameya. And then they had no choice. They had to eat the non-kosher animals. Chamishis Basar Shkatzim Ramasim. Then they had no choice. They had to eat rodents and bugs and nasty things. Shishis, in the sixth year, Lo Aleinu Basar Behenayim Uvnoseim. They had to eat their children. Shviyis Basar Zro Oseim. In the seventh year, they ate the flesh of their own arms. L'kayim Mashenemar, as it fulfills the Lashon of the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ish basar zro yochil. A man will eat the flesh of his own arm. Okay, that needs a great deal of explanation, all of those things. Obviously, the last two need the most explanation, but Lamaisa, for our purposes, this is what it says, that they were so destitute and crazed by the famine, they obviously completely lost it. Now we're just asking random psukim that have to do with difficult things that Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak and answered b'shem Rav Yochanan. So he says, what does it mean when it says in the Navi that if in Hosea will be kirbacha kadosh lo avo beir, that in your midst it's holy and I will not come into the city? That doesn't make any sense. Mishum de bekirbacha kadosh lo avo beir, because it's holy in your midst, I'm not going to come into the city. Or think the opposite, you wouldn't want to come into the city. So amalei hachiyam Rabbi Yochanan. This is how Rabbi Yochanan explained it. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu lo avo b'Yerushalayim shel ma'alo ad she'avo b'Yerushalayim shel mata. I will not enter my spiritual holy city of Yerushalayim on high until I enter Yerushalayim in this physical world. Meaning that Hashem is holding out. The Shechina is in Golus, just like we're in Golus. Hashem will not even spiritually enter Yerushalayim Shemata. So we say, is there such a place? Mi'ika Yerushalayim Lamala? Is there such a place? And yes, Dechsev Yerushalayim HaBenuya Ki'ir Shechubra LaYachta. The built Yerushalayim is like the city that is connected. It's a mirror image. It's connected to the other Yerushalayim, meaning Yerushalayim Shalmala. V'amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, and Rav Nachman said further to Rav Yitzchak, Ma'i Dechsev V'achas Yivaro V'chaslu Musar Havalim Eitzu. What does it mean when it says he's ripping on the Jews for getting involved with this foolishness and these wooden gods that are the ultimate in stupidity. Amale, he said, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said. There's one big thing that really burns the Rishayim up in Gehenna. Mahi, what is it? Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah Zarah. It says over here that it's Musar Havalim Eitzu. It's a bunch of this whole stupidity is just gods made out of wood. Ksiv Hasam Hevel Hema Maasei Tatum. It says further that these are nothing. The work of stupidity is the work of trickery, and so it says that it explains that the Avodah Zarah is what causes them to burn under these circumstances. What does it mean that my nation did two bad things? Tartin hu dahavu. And it says, are there really only two bad things that they did? They did 24 bad things, meaning whatever that means. They abandoned the 24th swarm of Tanakh. Perhaps other things, other possibilities. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Achas shehi shkula kishtaim. They did one bad thing, which is really equal to two bad things. In my view, what does it mean? What is that? Avodah Zarah. They did Avodah Zarah. Dichsiv, because it says, kishtaim raos asa ami osi ozvu makor mayim chayim lach tov lehem be'eros be'eros nishborim. They abandoned me. I am the wellspring of the true, the living waters. And what did you do instead? You went to try to dig broken wells. So you have a long pasuk over here, basically saying that they traded in. They traded it. Well, I'll explain it the way the Gemara explains it. So he says, Tana, what do we learn a brisa about this? Kusiyim v'ovdim la'esh v'kadriyim ovdim l'mayim. Right. So this nation worships fire. This nation worships water. Even though they know that water extinguishes fire, all right, they know that neither of these is an all-powerful God. They do not switch gods. They don't go against their avodah zarah. Va'ami, but my nation, hamir kavodi below yo'il. My nation gave me up in favor of something that has zero value to it. So it's doubly offensive.